From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, this is Willapa Nature Notes. From the notebook of master naturalist Rebecca Lexa, today's topic is coyote sightings. Coyotes are among the most adaptable of animals. As humans have encroached upon their territory with farms, highways, and housing developments, these wild canines have not only survived, but thrived. They are an increasingly common sight in suburbs and towns, and can even be found in large cities like Los Angeles. This means there's a greater chance of conflict with humans, but there's plenty we can do to be good neighbors to these clever beings. If you see a coyote out and about, chances are the main thing on its mind is food. By keeping pet food indoors and bird feeders out of reach, you reduce the chances of attracting coyotes and other wildlife. Coyotes have also been known to knock over trash cans, so don't put your trash out until the morning of trash day. Keep pets, especially cats and small dogs, indoors at all times unless under direct supervision, as these make convenient meals for a hungry coyote. And make sure the fences and other barriers are tall and strong enough to keep coyotes away from chickens and other livestock. The less they associate us with food, the more they'll retain their natural fear of us. Coyotes can be active any time, day or night. Just because a coyote is out in the middle of the day doesn't mean it's sick. It's still a very good idea to keep your distance. While coyotes are not likely to attack a human, they are more likely to run away. A cornered coyote may bite in self-defense. If you see an injured or sick coyote, call your local animal control or state fish and game personnel. Willapa Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. And until next time, this is Kit Fleming saying, enjoy the outdoors. It's in our nature.